What for words?
Itavad thus. Tvam, your lordship. He certainly. Bibhuvihi, by expansions. Bhavyam, to be conceived. Dineshu, unto the humble devotees. Vatsalaihi, compassionate. Yat, which. Anusmaryate, is always remembered. Kale, in due course of time. Svabuddhya, by one's devotional service. Abhadrarandhana, O killer of all inauspiciousness. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Dear Lord, you are the killer of all inauspicious things. You are compassionate upon your poor devotees through the expansion of your Archa Vigraha. You should certainly think of us as your eternal servants. Please repeat after me. Dear Lord, you are the killer of all inauspicious things. You are compassionate upon your poor devotees through the expansion of your Archa Vigraha. You should certainly think of us as your eternal servants. Purport. The form of the Lord, known as Archa Vigraha, is an expansion of His unlimited potencies. When the Lord is gradually satisfied with the service of a devotee, in due course of time, He accepts the devotee as one of His many unalloyed servants. By nature, the Lord is very compassionate. Therefore, the service of neophyte devotees is accepted by the Lord, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 9.26. Patram pushpam phalam doyam yome bhaktya prajachati tadaham bhakti uparitam asnami prajatatmanaha. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit or water, I will accept it. The devotee offers eatables in the form of vegetables, fruits, leaves and water to the Archa Vigraha. The Lord, being Bhakta Vatsala, compassionate upon His devotees, accepts these offerings. Atheists may think that the devotees are engaged in idol worship, but the fact is different. Janardhan, the Supreme Lord, accepts bhava, the attitude of service. The neophyte devotee engaged in the worship of the Lord may not understand the value of such worship, but the Supreme Lord, being Bhakta Vatsala, accepts His devotee and in due course of time takes him home. In this connection, there is a story about a Brahmana who was offering sweet rice to the Lord within his mind. The Brahmana had no money or any means of worshipping the deity, but within his mind, he arranged everything nicely. He had gold pots to bring water from the sacred rivers towards the deity, and he offered the deity very sumptuous food, including sweet rice. Once, before he offered the sweet rice, he thought that it was too hot, and he thought, "Oh, let me taste it. It is very hot." When he put his finger in the sweet rice to taste it, his finger was burned and his meditation broken. Although he was offering food to the Lord within his mind, the Lord accepted it nonetheless. Consequently, the Lord is in Vaikuntha. Lord in Vaikuntha immediately sent a chariot to bring the Brahmana back home, back to Godhead. Thus it is the duty of every sincere devotee to accept the Archa Vigraha at home or in the temple and worship the form of the Lord as advised in authorized scriptures and directed by the spiritual master.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Sa Padantikam Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhya Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So I beg the mercy of senior devotees and all of you to speak something on this subject. So here the Prachetas are addressing Lord Vishnu as the killer of all inauspiciousness. And saying that you accept or we should accept you as the eternal master and you should accept us as your humble servant. So Prabhupada, taking that mood of Bhakta Vatsala and Bhadyam, you should accept us as your eternal servants, Prabhupada talks about deity worship, Archa Vigraha. And our ISKCON journal, the GBC Press, has compiled Volume 1 and Volume 2, Deity Worship Manual book, printed on long back. I don't know whether it is available now. This is not seen. So I just try to read something on that, on deity worship. So please stay awake. And the procedure of deity worship in ISKCON and the deity worship in other temples in India. Prabhupada was asked, why you are opening so many temples when there are so many temples in India already? So Prabhupada said, in Vrindavan there are 5,000 temples at least. But although he had no intention to make another temple in Vrindavan, because he was actually reluctant to come back to India after going to abroad. He said, I was disgusted with Indians and I did not want to come back to India. But it was my Guru Maharaj's desire to come back to India and preach. So he brought Western devotees to influence the Indians to take up Krishna consciousness. So as he established the Krishna consciousness movement intact, immediately he also introduced deity worship, and the procedure of deity worship he followed intact. So Prabhupada, he says that deity worship should be maintained, the process of deity worship should be maintained very strictly, and it should be increased. The volume of service of deity worship should be increased, not decreased like other temples in India. And Prabhupada says that is the one qualification of spiritual master. Shri Vigraha Aradhana Nityanana. Nityanana means there should be lot of services created for the devotees in deity worship. Like on Janmashtami, sometimes in some festivities. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshmi Hanuman Ji ki jai, Shri Shri Radharaj Bhiri ki jai, Shri Shri Gaunitai ki jai. So some activities may appear as ritualistic. But Prabhupada says, if somebody keeps the goal of deity worship, which is love of Godhead or pleasing to Krishna, Radha Krishna, so then it will be clear that it is not ritual or karmakandi or something. Like we do havan, it is karmakandiya. But when it is done in Vaishnava, it becomes bhakti. So there are 64 items of bhakti. And there are 64 items of deity worship called 64 upacharas. So we may not mix with 64 upacharas with 64 items of deity worship. So bhakti, in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami, he gives vivid description about these 64 items of devotional service, which is called Vaidhi Bhakti. And Rupa Goswami, he quoted those 64 items in Nectar of Devotion. So this deity worship appears, although it is preliminary activity or one of the anga of devotional service, it appears in Srimad Bhagavatam, it appears in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it appears in Nectar of Devotion. So out of 64, the first 20, which is quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami, first 10, Adav Gurbhashraya, Sadhu Marganu Gamanam, Sadharma Pritsha, like that 10, these are 10 actually you should do. And then 10 he describes you should not do. 20. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says then 35 are quoted from Hari Bhakti Vilas by Bhakti Rupa Goswami. If you add, it becomes 55. And then 4 added wearing tilak, marking the body with the Lord's names and different jantras, taking charanamrita and taking mahagarland, these 4. And then if you, this 4 and 35 becomes 39, and then 4 added these 4, it becomes 44, and those 20s become 64. So after describing the 64 upacharas, angas of devotional service, Rupa Goswami says, shakal sadhan sreshtho ei pancha anga, Krishna prem janmai ei pancher alpo sanga. Ei pancha means 5 most important aspects of devotional service, that is shivigraha archan, Vaishnav seva, Shri Murti Shevan, Mathura Vas, and Bhagavat Shravan. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, associating with the advanced devotees, living in a sacred place such as Mathura or Vrindavan, chanting the holy name of the Lord, serving the deity form of the Lord with great respect. So, out of these 5, one may do 1 or do 5 or do 9, which is explained in Bhagavatam by Prahlad Maharaj, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. So Ambarish Maharaj, he did all angas. But there are Parikshit Maharaj did 1, Shukadev Goswami did 1, Lakshmi did 1, like that there are 9 angas also done by 9 different devotees and got perfection. That's it said, Alpa Sangha, simply by associating with the one anga, one can become perfect. But although the power of 5 is very wonderful, but one cannot neglect the last one or fifth one, which is Sri Vigraha 7. So Prabhupada says that out of this 35 and remaining 59, I mean, out of 64, 39 are connected to deity worship. And it is very significant to understand that in our neophyte state, in our preliminary state of bhakti, we cannot directly jump to other angas of bhakti, especially chanting and hearing, shravanam, kirtanam. Haridas Thakur, he did not worship deities. He was chanting and hearing. So somebody wants to imitate Haridas Thakur and chant and hear the holy name, he may, you know, have havoc in his spiritual life. So that's why in neophyte stage, when one is afflicted by bodily and mental inabilities, one has to engage in deity worship. And in deity worship, engagement means gradually elevating oneself to the other aspects of bhajan, shravanam, kirtanam. So it is a gradual elevation. Under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, one engages in deity worship. And when he serves the deities with the instruction of the spiritual master and associates with advanced devotees, he gradually comes out of the all contaminations and develops his love for God. So also we hear so many big spiritualists recognized by people, they advertise the deity worship is idol worship, as Mayavadi thing. Pahar puja hari mile, to me puju pahar, sorry, pathar puja hari mile, to me puju pahar. So they having this gross idea that they worship idol. But devotee's thought is not like the Mayavadis or impersonalist. It is not pathar. So according to the development of one's intensity of devotional service, one sees that same form of pathar in different aspects. As you know, same Krishna approaching Mathura from Vrindavan, and different people on the way and in Mathura, different people singing in different ways. The Chanuran mystic they saw as a just thunderbolt. And ladies in Mathura saw him the most beautiful person. So as the desire, as the intensity of their gross and subtle nature, the different people sees him differently. Similarly, it says that Pratima Nahatumi Shakhat Brajendra Nandan. You are not Pratima, it's not an idol. You are directly son of Nanda Maharaj. And Prabhupada quotes that text from Brahma Samhita. Santa Sadaiva Rideshu Avalokanti. They always see that form. So that form actually differs in two different sadhakas. There are eight forms of deities. Those are Shaili, Darumoyi, Ninmoyi, Manomoyi, Lohi, Lepya, like that. Made of wood, Darumoyi, Shaili, made of stone, Lohi, made of metal, Manomoyi, grasped in the mind, and Minmoyi, made of clay, like that. But when these forms are actually worshipped by different worshippers, Jiva Goswami says that devotees of the Lord, the sadhakas, they should not worship any other form other than permanent form, like metal one and Shoili, Dharumui and what is called Dhatumui or Lohi. He said these three permanent forms should be there. Not that Dhruva Maharaja was told by Narada Muni, you go to the bank of Yamuna in Madhuban and make a deity with the clay of Yamuna. But that was temporary form. After 6 months Vishnu appeared and then that deity he was not worshipping. So this is temporary form. It's called made of sand or clay. But devotees, Jiva Goswami says, permanently should worship the permanent form which is made of stone, brass or other metals or wood. So out of these forms, the deity, he exhibits different interactions with the devotees. We have so many stories that deities of different devotees personally reciprocated with the worshippers. One time there was a deity in Vrindavan worshipped by one Babaji. When that Muslim ruler, he was destroying all the Hindu temples in India, including Vrindavan temples. So that Babaji was informed that tomorrow these people again coming to destroy all the temples, so you please hide your deities and you run away from here. So that Babaji tried to put the deity under the ground and cover it with the mud. So he took the measure of his Gopal deity and that much he dug, and the deity was going up to here only and below the waist doesn't go. I mean this much doesn't go, half of the body. Again he took measure of this much, again he dug, again it doesn't go only. So 3-4 times then Babaji said, what is your will? I do not know. Why you are not going? Tomorrow they are going to come and, you know, take you away. Oh my Lord, this is the perfection of my devotional service. What is in your mind? Why? And he didn't go. Then he cried. And next day the deity came. The rulers, people came and took the deities away in Delhi. And after so many days, he comes in the dream of Ramanujacharya. He says, Ramanuja, you please, you know, discover me or take me away from this Nawab's godown. I am in Delhi and this Muslim ruler took me away from Vrindavan and I am just, you know, blocked here in the room. So please take me away. And Ramanuja from South India, he walked all the way to Delhi with his 50-60 disciples. And then he sent few devotees, disciples of him, to go and tell Nawab, I want to meet him. Then they went and asked, he said, okay, bring your Guru Maharaj tomorrow. And he asked, you know, my Lord, I got a dream. You have taken so many deities in your godown. And there is one special deity came in my dream and I want to take him back. Yes, take. And opened the godown door, he saw there are millions of deities. And he said, he couldn't figure out which one came in my dream. Then he said, you know, if you don't mind, I'll come tomorrow again. And at night he was crying, oh my Lord, if you want to worship by me, please again you come in my dream. I cannot recognize which one you came. What is there? Then he said, no, I am not in that godown. I am with that girl, the daughter of the king. Then next day he came, yeah, you know, I found the deity. It is not in that your godown, it is with your daughter. Oh yeah, she has one doll. So, and the king told, that my dear child, give the doll to the Baba because Baba wants to worship him, take him. No, I cannot give. This is my doll. I cannot give. Then Ramanu said, okay, I don't want to dissatisfy your daughter. So make a condition. He put the doll on the table, and if doll wants to worship by me, he should walk to me. And if he doesn't want, then he should walk to you. And she said, yeah, okay. Then doll was placed on the table, and this doll, Krishna, Gopal, starts walking toward the girl. And she said, yeah, it is mine, now you go. And Ramanuja got so angry. He said, you are lumpert, you are such a rascal. You brought me, I am old man from Rasa, South India to Delhi. And you came two times in my dream. Now you are doing this drama and just making me shame in front of them. Then from today my worship too is gone. I am not going to worship anyone more. And then immediately the doll walks again to Ramanuja. And the girl is crying, no, I cannot give the deity the doll. And then said, see, my daughter cannot give. So, okay, we make a deal here. You make a house in South India, next to my monastery. The deity will be whole day with me and at night with her. So she made this condition. And he agreed. So that way, they made a house for her in South India. And she was playing and feeding, clothing to the doll at night and whole day Ramanuja worshipping. Another time, one person from Nizam family in Hyderabad, Andhra, he was put somewhere to collect the taxes, and he was stealing money from those tax collection and build a Ram temple with Lakshman, Sita, Hanuman. And this king, Nizam family king, he got to know that this person, this Hindu collector, he stole money from our treasury and made this temple. So he arrested immediately that collector, tax collector. And Ram Lakshman, two brothers, came to the king, not to the king, went to the jail and asked, how much I have to pay for bail him, to remove him from the jail. And they paid the money, Ram Lakshman, because it was not up to, after that these two boys actually came, extraordinary boys, and king got, and he could understand who these two boys were, came to bail the boy. And then they understood that these two boys came as Ram Lakshman personally. Then he said, from today I promise that all the necessities for deity worship of this temple will be borne by Nizam family. And nobody in my line will stop your worship. So that's how it became Nizam temple somewhere in South India, I don't know. So that way, there are so many stories. The deity is lying like this, and it is also in South India. And the devotee is coming, is he from low birth? He was not allowed to come in the temple. He said, go at the back and see him through the window. And then deity next day turns to that side. And they made the door, main door, through the at the back. He turned other side, simply to prove that, I am pleased with him. And I also happy to see that devotee. It is in South India somewhere. Another time, one Alba in South India. He was composing so many nice poems, glorifying Balaji, glorifying Guru Vair Vishnu, glorifying Ranganath, glorifying his Guru Maharaj. And the king called him. He said, you have to compose something glorifying me because you are staying in my kingdom. And then he actually said, I don't write about any human being. And I cannot write about you. I write only about Vishnu and my Guru Maharaj. And then he said, get out from my kingdom. You cannot be here. You are not listening to me. Then that devotee, he started walking out of his temple, and his Guru Maharaj also walking behind this disciple. And Vishnu folded his bed and started walking toward them, behind them. And as soon as Vishnu folded his bed of Anantashesh and started walking behind these two devotees, there was suddenly, like, you know, big tsunami is coming. There was a lot of storm, hail, with a, you know, hailstorm, and the whole atmosphere became dark immediately. And then king said, something inauspicious happening in my kingdom. Find out what is happening, why it is happening like that. Then they went to the temple, deity is not there, the devotees are not there. And immediately, now find out there somewhere, I offended them, just go in four directions and bring them back, please. So they found the working. So they asked Vishnu, the third person at the back, please, please come, Maharaj is calling. No, I cannot ask them. Then he asked Guru Maharaj, please come, Maharaj is calling you. I don't know, you ask him. Then they begged him and they came back. This time he was lying like this, and then to prove to the king that I really walked away with them, he became like this. So you know the very famous story of the deity was in Vrindavan, and to simply become a witness of their wedding of the young brahmana, he walks from Vrindavan to Vidyanagar. He actually wanted to walk up to Bengal only, but because he did the mistake, he did not keep the promise, he looked at back and there he only stopped. So these stories are not fictitious. Even today, those who are very close worshipper of the deities, he can come in dream. He can talk to the deities in dream. He can get so many. Like Prabhupada says, when we are opening the temple in London, I ordered deities from Bengal, from India, and it was 3 days to open the temple. Invitations were all given, the date is fixed, and before 3 days the deity is not arrived. She said, I was in big anxiety, what to do. And then, finally, 3 days before, on the same day, one Indian gentleman arrives and says, Swamiji, I have a Radha Krishna deity, you want to take them? So Prabhupada, that's how I got the deities. And how Krishna will reciprocate with you is you cannot understand. So Prabhupada says about deity worship that although we worship Radha Krishna and our goal is Radha Krishna in Vrindavan, not in Mathura, not in Dwarka, but when in the neophyte stage we worship Radha Krishna, the worship is being accepted as Lakshmi Narayan worship. Because Radha Krishna cannot be worshipped in Vaidhi Marg or Vidhi Marg. They are worshipped in Raga Marg. But this Vidhi Marg worship of Radha Krishna in the form of Lakshmi Narayan in the form of Radha Krishna will gradually elevate one to Raga Marg. So in one point, we can understand that Prabhupada was emphasizing the worship of deities, but simultaneously he was again and again warning the devotees, don't become neglected to chanting and hearing. And in deity worship, the main item is chanting. The devotee is chanting Om Swaha, and then from preliminary activities up to the Vigyapti Panchak, Padda Panchak, that is culminating in begging forgiveness and begging forgiveness for incomplete worship, any offenses are done, all mantras. And the devotees are chanting Hare Krishna outside, kirtan is going on. So it is parallel. Vidhi mark and Bhagavat mark, your deed Pancharatrika and Bhagavat mark is parallel line. It goes side by side. That's why there are three ways. Vaidik Vidhi, Pancharatrika Vidhi and Mishra Vidhi. So we follow Mishra Vidhi. Pancharatrika and Bhagavat together. Vaidik Vidhi is forbidden in Kali Yuga because there is no proper recipient of Vedic mantra and there is no proper person to utter the mantra. That's why Vaidik Vidhi is forbidden. And Pancharatrika Vidhi is very sublime and only the way to engage mass of people in the devotional service. And Prabhupada says, my Lord, please forgive me and forgive them, my devotees. They are coming from lower background. They do not know anything. And please accept their service on my behalf and correct them, give them intelligence to serve you better. So Prabhupada was begging always to the deities he was installing in different places on behalf of the devotees for committing offenses. So that's why Prabhupada did not allow the devotees to worship Shalagram in the beginning. He said, don't worship Shalagram. But later he allowed, you can do. So I just go through very quickly the different different results you achieve by deity worship. Prabhupada says, Archana Siddhi. Archana Siddhi means, Prabhupada says, if one attains perfection in deity worship, that is called Archana Siddhi. Archana Siddhi means simply by deity worship, one goes back to Godhead. Immediately after this life. See, if somebody takes the deity worship permanently, his lifelong service, he can get perfection out of just one service, archana. And then it develops love of Godhead, Prabhupada says. So if you carry on your service to Radha and Krishna, according to the prescribed rules, your love of Krishna will increase more and more. This you are seeing practically by the grace of Krishna. We are following the prescribed method of temple worship as it is effective program for developing the highest perfection of pure love of Krishna. So Prabhupada says, you are saying that, you know, the devotees are changing and it is working. And our ISKCON deity worship method, Prabhupada, is it should be best. It should not be decreased. No way. Whoever is pujari, whoever is authorities, Prabhupada says no change in principles. You can increase, no decreasing. So that is Prabhupada's standard. Then he says, by deity worship one gets peace and enthusiasm. The deity must be very nicely worshipped, dressed and fed, etc. In so doing, you will always be peaceful and enlivened. So when you see the deities gorgeously dressed and nicely decorated, you see immediately you become peaceful in the mind and enthusiastic for devotional service. Because deity worship actually is the main formula to attract everybody. And temple is the hospital for all conditioned souls. The Prabhupada says there are philanthropy activities opening big hospitals. We are not interested in opening hospitals. These temples is actually real hospitals. Where devotees come, the people come and they become attracted. Wow, look at this. They become completely enamored. And this is the standard Prabhupada wanted to follow. Prabhupada gives the example. Proof of sincere service. The deity is proof of the sincere service. So if deity is happy, devotees are happy, that means deity worship is going nicely. If there is some problem in deity worship, the whole temple will be affected. If there is anything goes wrong in deity worship, the whole temple will be affected. Living in Vaikuntha. So Prabhupada says, we already are in Vaikuntha. Because by participating in the deity worship in the temple activities, we are in Vaikuntha, not in material world. Thinking of Krishna automatically. So Prabhupada says, we have also established worship of deity in our temple so that all day long one will automatically think of Krishna. He is so kind. So from morning, actually the previous day before going to bed, he thinks which dress I should put, Ramra Prabhu. Tomorrow which dress I should put, which jewelry matches with the dress. So they segregate. And then whole day about the deity worship program goes on in the mind. And then from the morning till night, 10 o'clock, the devotees are completely absorbed in deity worship. So this is it. Forcefully evokes the consciousness of Krishna in the conditioned souls. Maintaining purity in health, mind and intelligence. So by nicely worshipping the deities, we can be so pure in condition of health, mind and intelligence. Srila Prabhupada later. Subduing lust. So to subdue lust is a different process. Then you have to take to deity worship. Krishna is Madan Mohan. I am sure this process helped by your regular chanting will kill Mr. Lust. Rest assured. So purposes to subdue the agitated mind, contaminated consciousness, deity worship is the only way. Beautifying the heart and feeling transcendental bliss. I am pleased that you are decorating your temple nicely. And the more you decorate the temple beautifully, the more your heart will be beautiful. The example is that more you decorate the original, the more the reflection automatically is decorated. So our heart is the reflection of the original consciousness, Krishna. And the more Krishna and his paraphernalia are decorated, the more this will be reflected in our heart and we will feel transcendental bliss. The pots, the paraphernalia, the utensils used in Krishna's deity kitchen, Krishna's jewelry, Krishna's ornaments, Krishna's all paraphernalia should be very clean. Purposes in that lecture, Shri Vigraha Aradhana Nityanana. Getting direct inspiration. This is one of the reasons why Uddhava was advised to go to Badrika Ashram, because Krishna knew he will be feeling separation, I won't be there. So there is a deity of Naranarayan Rishi, or even Naranarayan Rishi today he is in roaming in Badrika Ashram. So Uddhava was asked by Krishna to go to Badrika Ashram to get direct contact of the deity. So who serves the deity in the temple, he is in direct contact with the Lord. Although in New Party State it is not understood. Studying all the Vedas, those who worshipping the Radha Krishna deity in the temple, they actually understood that they have gone through all the Vedic literatures. Vasudeva Para Veda, Vasudeva Para Makha, Vasudeva Para, Vasudeva Para Yoga, Vasudeva Para Kriya, Vasudeva Para. So when somebody knows that Vasudeva is being worshipped, that means you can understand he actually went through all the Vedic literatures, understood the purport. Freedom from poverty, You get every day Mahaprasad. So, Narayana, he is Lakshmipati, and when Narayana is worshipped in full opulence, the deity is also opulent and devotees also live in opulent life. It doesn't mean devotees every day have Mahaprasad. Maine Rajbhog Aarti kiya, mujhe ek plate milna chahiye. They should not have this mentality. Devotees should not think anything about taking prasadam before offering. Chalo aaj Rajbhog khayenge. It's offensive. Or planning prior to the offering is offensive. You should not think. Mahaprasad may come anytime in any way. But thinking is not good. And Prabhupada said, six times offering, six times there will be offering, six times puja, and this prasad should be distributed to the guest immediately. So thank you very much for listening attentively. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji, for your nice class. Prabhuji, you mentioned the deity worship in the age of Kali Yuga, and we never do the rules and regulation Vidhi Marga. And you also say in the we should service the throw of Pancharatra Vidhi. But I know the Pancharatra Vidhi is the under of rules and regulation. So my one confused.
I couldn't understand your question. What is your confusion?
You mentioned in the age of Kali Yuga, we never service beyond the rules and regulation, because in the age of Kali Yuga, we cannot properly utter the breathing mantras and also so many so on. And you mentioned the we should service the video of Pancharatra, go through service the Pancharatra Vidhi. But I know the Pancharatra Vidhi is the under of rules and regulation, not beyond the rules and regulation. But you say we have to service the Pancharatra Vidhi.
No, Vedic Vidhi is forbidden. But Pancharatra Vidhi one has to follow. Pancharatra Vidhi means Vaidhi Bhakti. Since Vaidhi Bhakti means rules and regulations.
Yes.
So, if you want to follow Pancharatra, you have to follow rules and regulations.
Yes.
So, and what is your confusion?
But you saying, you mentioned we never service the under of the Vidhi because we cannot utter the proper.
No, that is which we don't follow, that is Vedic. Vedic mantra, see, there are two ways, Vedic and Pancharatra. So we follow Pancharatrik Vidhi, not Vedic Vidhi.
Thank you.
And Vedic Vidhi also two kinds, Pauranik and Pancharatra. So Pauranik also we don't follow, we follow only Pancharatra.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Ramrupu.
Hare Krishna. Regarding your narration of that pastime of tax collector constructing the temple, I don't know what is your source. There is a small correction. Srila Prabhupada also mentions this in the purport of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the name of the devotee was Bhakta Ramdas, and he took the money and he constructed the temple, and then the Badshah of Hyderabad, he put them in the jail. Still the jail is there, and actually it is. Then he wrote many poems describing the wonderful pastimes of Ram and Sita and all.
Ramdas.
Yeah. It is very famous. Those bhajans are very famous in Telugu. And actually it is the fact that Ram and Lakshman, they went to Badsha and gave very old gold coins. You know, actually the Badsha got a dream that there is a bag of gold coins. And then he saw Ram and Lakshman in that golden forms and all. Then when he opened, actually when he got up and saw, there is a bag of gold coins. And then he understood that actually Ramdas is a very genuine devotee. Then he left him. So actually they say that Bhakta Ramdas is very upset that he underwent lot of misery, torture in the jail for the sake of Lord Ramchandra. But he didn't get darshan. But Badsha, he got darshan. So like that. Then Ramchandra pleased with him and then he offers him liberation. Bhakta Ramdas said, I don't want liberation. You know, I didn't do all this for, liberation. Then Ramchandra, then after many years of devotional service, then he agrees to take him back and back to God. So this is a story. And in fact, Prabhupada mentions this in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela.
Thank you. श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की सिस्टर
अपार्ट फ्रॉम इस्कॉन टेम्पल्स देर आर मेनी कृष्णा टेम्पल्स विष्णु टेम्पल्स हाउ टू रिकॉग्नाइज दैट दिस इज द जेन्युइन डेटी
प्रभुपाद एडवाइज्ड हिज डिवोटीज इन द बिगिनिंग टू गो टू राधारमण टेम्पल इन वृंदावन एंड लर्न वर्शिप ऑफ द डीटीज सो यू कैन सी That was Prabhupada wanted to learn something from them. So, that was genuine.
No. Other many temples are there. How to recognize whether this temple is a genuine temple where Lord Krishna is in deity form present?
All the temple deities are genuine.
But where suppose chanting and hearing is not there and only deity worship is going on, there are so many temples like
this. Still it is genuine. They're not in Gauriya Vaishnav line, but there is a grand worship goes on Tirupati. If you want to book one worship today, you have to book for 30 years later, more than maybe. So, it's a big worship goes on there. Ramanath temple, then your Adikeshava, Janardana, then so many temples. He visited Pandharpur, Bithalji. So you cannot actually ask everybody to chant Hare Krishna. It is a yoga dharma. Everybody should take. But if somebody is chanting Narayana Narayana and worshipping Vishnu and chanting Vithala Vithala, they are also bona fide in their ways. And according to their destination, they will reach. Somebody will go to Ajodhya, somebody will go to Mathura, somebody will go to Dwarka. But our goal is not Mathura, Dwarka and Ajodhya. Our goal is Golok. See, if somebody wants to go to Golok Vrindavan today, he has to adopt Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process. Otherwise, they will go different places.
Hare Krishna.
Depends on?
Who does Prana Pratishtha? Bona fide deity means the deity was done by, Prana Pratishtha was done by a bona fide
Acharya.
Vaishnava. That's how we recognize.
Like the devotees in Sri Sampradaya, they cannot approach Radha Krishna, Vrajananandan Krishna in Golok. devotees of Lord Ramchandra cannot approach Radha Krishna and Golok. They can at any time transfer their mood. Sukadeva Goswami was impersonalist and he became the first reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Shuka Mukhad Amrita Durva Samjitam.
Someone can join the Hare Krishna movement, ISKCON, come to all our temples, come to Mangalarti, chant Hare Krishna, and go to Vaikuntha with Lakshmi Narayan. Also, it's also possible.
Yeah. Hare Krishna.